Yes, Ahmed Bass. We are dealing with this very bizarre topic of do dead people, are they aware of what's going on around them? Do they know what's going on in the world? We saw a number of stories that seem to suggest that they do, and the Gemara was matcha each one.
Can I just add, Rabbi, I was doing Shnei Mikra, and this week's Parsha has the same story with Rachel. That Yaakov said he buries her there. This way, when Klai Yisrael is walking through, that Rachel can daven, so she's aware of what's going on.
Right. Yeah, good point. So we're up to the third bottom line. We mustn't forget how all of this began. It all began because we saw a story on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that it says that Rabbi Yonason was in the Beis HaKvaros with Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Yonason's tzitzis were hanging out. So it would seem to be that initially Rabbi Yonason was not concerned about the dead people. It was Rabbi Chia who pointed out to him that if you have your tzitzis hanging out, then it's considered mocking Loyeg L'Rosh. And that then launched the whole discussion. Is it really the case? Who says that the dead people are even aware that Rabbi Yonason had his tzitzis sticking out? So that was why we brought all the stories. So it's fair to suggest that at that stage, when Rabbi Yonason had his tzitzis hanging down, it would seem to be that he maintained that the dead people do not know what was going on. And that's why he had his tzitzis hanging out. So that's what our Gemara now says on the third bottom line. Va'af Rabbi Yonason hodar bay. Rabbi Yonason himself retracted. He changed his position. Why? The Omar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar Rabbi Yonason. Here we have a statement in Rabbi Yonason's name. Minayin lemesim shemesaprim ze im ze. Said Rabbi Yonason, how do we know, and he brings a pasuk to back this up, how do we know that dead people converse with each other? And now he's going to bring a pasuk to back this up. So he says, because Shenema, it's a pasuk, Vayomer Hashem Elov, Zois Haoretz, Asher Nishbati L'Avram L'Yitzchok U'L'Yakiv. This is a pasuk at the end of Sefer Dvorim. Where it says, Vayomer Hashem Elov, Zois Haoretz Asher Nishbati L'Avram L'Yitzchok U'L'Yakiv. Leimor. He says, this is what I swore to Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, leimor, to say. Now, what does that mean, leimor? To say to who? My leimor, quote unquote. What does that mean, leimor? To say to who? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. So the Gemara explains, this is all Rabbi Yonason himself talking. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, leich emor lohem. Go and tell them, who's them? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Leich emor lahem l'Avram l'Yitzchak u'l'Yaakov. Shvua shenishbati lochem. That the shvua that was taken to them, i.e. the promise to give the oret to Klal Yisrael, kvar kiyamtio l'beinechem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell them, remember, this is just before Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, pass a message, as it were, on to the Avos HaKadoshim, saying that the promise that I took to give them the land has been fulfilled with their descendants. Their descendants will indeed inherit Eretz Yisrael. Now, what do you see from there? Says the Gemara on the top line, the Isalkadatach Deloy Yodi, and if you're possibly going to suggest that dead people have no idea, no understanding of what's going on, So what's Moshe Rabbeinu going to tell them? They're unaware. If you're going to tell me that dead people are not aware of what's going on, ki omar lohu kama, even when he tells them, even if Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, tells Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, this is what's going to happen, what's the point? My have a question mark. What's the purpose? What is the point of telling Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov that their descendants are going to get Eretz Yisrael if they can't understand it? So what would you see from over here? It would seem to be that if Moshe Rabbeinu was told to address the Ovos, even though the Ovos had passed away, then it would seem to be that dead people do understand of what's going on around them. Says the Gemara, one second, doesn't make sense. Why? Says the Gemara, I don't understand. El omai. So what are you going to tell me? The yodi, comma. So you're going to tell me, fine. So in fact, dead people do know what's going on. But if they know what's going on, lomali, lameima, lahu, question marks, why do I need to tell them? If they're unaware and they can't understand, then what's the point of telling them? They're just a dead person, a skeleton. And if you can tell me they are aware, they know exactly what's going on, so what's the point of telling them? They know it already. Says the Gemara, la'achazuki le'tivusa le'moisha. Rabbi Yosef, how will you translate this non-muted on your article translation?
The more lahazuke, that they acknowledge the generosity, the Hashem's generosity, I think. Their appreciation, Lamosha to Moshe for what he'd done for their descendants, the Israelites.
So means even though essentially, of course, dead people know what's going on and they knew anyway that Klal Yisrael are getting Eretz Yisrael, so that for the purpose of telling them is not because otherwise they don't know. They know. But rather, it's in order for them to express their appreciation to Moshe Rabbeinu, who, as it were, is going to secure Eretz Yisrael on behalf of their descendants. But either way, what do you see from this line of Gemara? Who is the one who authored this line? This line of Gemara was authored by Rabbi
Yonason.
So Rabbi Yonason clearly is of the position that dead people do know what's going on, which is in stark contrast to the story that we began with, because he was the one who entered the Beis HaKvaros with his tzitzis hanging out. And Rabbi Chiya had to point out to him what's going on. Dead people know and are aware of their surroundings. You should put your tzitzis away. And that's what the Gemara is saying. Rabbi Yonason clearly retracted his position, even though in the beginning he seemed to maintain that dead people do not know what's going on. And that's why he was happy to have his tzitzis hanging out. But he clearly changed his mind, because you can see that he now holds that Rabbi Chiya was correct. That dead people do know what's going on, and that's why there was a purpose for Moshe Rabbeinu to speak to the Ovos, even though the Ovos had already passed away.
Really, I find it strange that it's not the question that's asked by the Gemara. Rabbi Yonason asked, how do we know that dead people talk to one another? It didn't say, how do we know that dead people are aware of what happens on the earth? Are we to equate these two questions to say they really mean the same thing?
Right, so apparently you'd be right. Yeah, quite right. The Chayra is two different topics you're pointing out. There's one topic, which is, are dead people aware of anyway, you know, what's going on? And there's another Shaila, whether dead people can converse with each other. Why is that necessarily the same topic?
And the Teretz doesn't even mention dead people talking to one another. The only person who talks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, talks to Moshe, who talks to Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. But we don't have Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov speaking to one another anywhere in this Maisa.
Yeah, no. So the Maisa means that Moshe Rabbeinu, following his Patira would then speak to the Ovis. That's the dead people speaking to each other. Moshe Rabbeinu, if you look at the bottom Rashi, look at the bottom Rashi on the previous Amud. What does Rashi say there? The Misas Moshe. Rashi on the last right at the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Rashi says, the Misas Moshe Ksiv. This is written just when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is requesting of Moshe Rabbeinu, after you pass away, then speak to the Ovis. But you'd still be right that, okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu is going to talk to them after he passes away. So we really do have Mesim conversing. But why is that necessarily a proof of whether Mesim are aware of what's going around in this world?
If anything, I think it's a proof that they don't know what's going on because Moshe had to talk to them after he passed away.
No, so that's what the Gemara asked. So the Gemara said, if they really know, why did Moshe Rabbeinu need to tell them? And that's what we saw. No, that was just in order for them to express their appreciation to him. But essentially, they knew it without. So either way, this seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. We're going to see now the Gemara does continue this discussion, but that does seem to be the maskana, and that therefore would explain to us why we do have a number of halachos of conduct in the Beis HaKvoros, and the one specifically mentioned in the Gemara we've learned is not to have your tzitzis hanging out, neither to talk in learning, or to talk idle chat bichlal in a Beis HaKvoros. Now, the Gemara is going to continue this, and the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yitzchok, Kol HaMasaper Achar HaMes. If anybody talks badly about a mace, Rashi says on the top line, B'gnusoi shel mace. Gnus means a bizoin, disparagingly. If anybody talks evil talk, Achar Misosei, about a dead person. So now, in light of what we've just said, l'chayra, we should take this very seriously because the dead person is aware of what's going on. So if you talk badly about a dead person, l'chayra, you don't have an excuse, well, he's dead and he won't take it badly. So let's see if the Gemara says that. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, kol ha-masaper acharei ha-meis, if anybody talks badly after a dead person, ke'ilu mesaper acharei ho'even. It's as if you're talking about a stone. Now, what does that sound like? If you say it's as if you're talking about a stone, it sounds like he has no idea of what's going on. And therefore, there's nothing wrong in talking badly about a dead person because he's dead. Well, what is he? He's bones. He's a stone. The Gemara says, Ikka da Omri de lo yodi. There are indeed those who say that the dead person does not know what's going on. Not like what we've learned until this point in the Sugya, there are those who maintain that when Rabbi Yitzchok says that if you talk about a dead person, it's like talking about a stone, it's because dead people do not know what's going on. That's one version, one understanding in Rabbi Yitzchok's statement. Ve'ikadamri. And some say, no, diyadi. Of course they know, as we just mentioned. Ve'loi ichbas lehu. But they don't care. Not that they're unaware, it's just that they don't have feelings, which is a little bit tricky to understand because we said before that you should not have your tzitzis hanging out in the Beis HaKvoros. Now, that means that the dead people are aware, but l'chayra, it means that they do have feelings. What does it mean, don't have your tzitzis hanging out because lo'yig l'rosh, you're mocking the dead? What do you mean mocking? How can you be considered mocking somebody if the person that you're mocking at is totally unaware, has no feelings?
I heard recently that a chelik of the neshama stays with the goof in the Beis HaKvoros.
And that would be Right, and that would be the explanation of Lo'eg L'Rosh.
Yes.
So therefore, it seems a little bit difficult to understand why is Rabbi Yitzchok saying there's no problem to talk badly about a mace. Either he doesn't understand, or he does, he has no feelings. He doesn't care. Needs a bit of an explanation. Do the art scroll add anything, Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehudovid? They don't add?
There are no footnotes at this point.
Okay. Rabbi Altskor, so there's no footnotes, and that's that. I just heard a shir last week from Rabbi David Orlovsky, and he said, that's what it means. Moshe kibel Torah misinai or Masara Yeshua. He translated as Moshe got the art scroll from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and passed it on to Yeshua. That's surely what it means. Art scroll was right there on Har Sinai.
Actually, they did quote in the previous footnote a Tosafos in Gemara Sota, which takes the opposite approach that the Mesim don't know what's happening. And that would even apply to the Ovos.
The Ovos?
Yes.
Do they reconcile that with our Gemara? No, he's gone. That's it. Did I say something I shouldn't have said? Got insulted? Okay, let's continue. Very spooky Gemara. Says the Gemara, Any question mark? Any always means we're questioning what we said. Is that really true? That if you talk badly about a dead person and it's meaningless, it's 100% fine. The Ha'omar of Papa. Rav Papa said, Chad Ishtoi Milsa. Chad, there was one person, somebody. Ishtoi means he spoke. Milsa, a matter. He spoke about a matter, but badly. Basre de Mar Shmuel. After Mar Shmuel, he spoke badly about Shmuel, who had passed away. And based on what we've learned, that's of no consequence. It's meaningless. And yet, you know what happened to him? The Nofal Kanya Mitalala. Look at the top, Rashi. What fell? Kanya Mitalala, Kone Godoil V'Kovid. A large and heavy beam. Nofal Min Hagag. Rashi says Talala means Gag. A large beam fell from the roof. Says the Gemara, Ubozo la'aranake demoiche. Says Rashi, bozo means to shatter. Says Rashi, aranake demoiche, kiss, shehamoyach munach boy. It's a little bit gory. The case in which the brain is held in was smashed. So you had somebody, we don't know who it is, it just says it's Chad, it's someone. We have someone who spoke badly about Shmuel. And immediately it sounds like a beam, a heavy, large beam, fell from the roof, landed on his head, and then smashed his skull. So how can you tell me that if you talk about a dead person in a bad way, it's of no consequence, it's all meaningless? Well, look what happened to the person who spoke about Shmuel. Terrible death. Says the Gemara, unbelievable Gemara, very important. Shani Surva Meirabonon. A Talmud Chochem is different. A Talmud Chochem is different. If you talk badly about a Talmud Chochem, the Kudsha Brichu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tova will demand the Yakre. Yakre means the Kovod of the Talmud Chochem. Unbelievable Gemara. That means the Gemara is telling you that it might well be that the dead person himself has no feelings. He has no idea what's going on. So if you speak badly about him, he couldn't care less. He's either unaware or he's aware but doesn't care. The story in which somebody spoke about Shmuel and then died is not because Shmuel cared, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared. That's what the Gemara is teaching us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sought vengeance, as it were, stood up for the kavod of Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why he died. frightening Gemara. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yeshua ben Levi, Kol hamasaper achar mitoson shel talmidei chachomim. Whoever talks badly following the coffin of a Talmud Chacham, noifel begehenem, will drop into Gehenem. Shenema, it's a pasuk, v'hamatim akalkaloisom, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, I believe, v'hamatim akalkaloisom, yoilichem Hashem is poyale ha'ovo in shalom al Yisrael, quote unquote, which means, Afilu b'sha'o she'sholoim al Yisrael. Even at a time. Rabbi Yosef, you back with us?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I must have pressed the wrong button on the computer. I don't know.
Okay, we were worried about you. We're going to send us out
party. I hope I'm going to miss out this year.
So we just continue now. We're on the wide lines now. But the Gemara says, if anybody talks badly about Talmidei Chachamim, then he will drop into Gehenna. How do we know this? It's a pasuk. V'hamatim akalkaloisom yelichem Hashem es poyalei ha'oven shalom al Yisrael, which translates, afilu b'sha'o she'shalom al Yisrael. Even when there is peace, all is serene with Klal Yisrael, nonetheless, yelichem Hashem as poyalei ha'oven. Poyalei ha'oven, those who cause iniquities, meaning by speaking about Talmud Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them. Take them to where? He will take them to Gehenna. The Rashi says, yelichem Hashem es poyalei ha'oven, one word on the third wide line at the end, legehenna. It's not an advisable thing. If you want to hear a very, very scary thing, you might well remember that 3 years ago, Rav Steinman, who was the leader of Klal Yisrael, but we need to be aware that he was not, he had a very difficult life, Rav Steinman. He had very, very strong, outspoken opponents, and still does until this day. And even after he passed away, there were those who spoke against him in a disgraceful manner. And you might well remember here in Beit Shemesh, there were a lot of tragedies that befell various communities. And many Gedolei Yisrael attributed it directly to those factions who did not pay the necessary and correct respect to Rav Steinman. One of the tragedies took place in Beit Shemesh was a kid was sitting on the floor and a table collapsed on him and he died. Rabbi Doron Beckerman of the Grah Shul pointed out to me the Gemara that we just learned. At the time, he said, this is a frightening fulfillment of the Gemara that we just learned that said that somebody spoke about Shmuel in a disrespectful way after he died and a heavy beam fell on his head and killed him. Lemaisa, they made a very big kenis in Beit Shemesh in Rav Nosson Kopshitz Shul. I was there. And many, many big Rabbonim and Gedolim came and they spoke unequivocally. They did not beat around the bush. And they said that those who speak against Gedolei Yisrael, whether in their lifetime or following their death, they should know they're literally playing with fire. It's Pikuach Nefesh Mamash.
You may have heard of the Maisa that happened after the Patir of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all, at his Levaya here in Eretz Yisrael. It was on Tinus Esther.
Right.
And there were a lot of hespedim, and somebody who was there complained about how long it was going on. And he ultimately developed excruciating, debilitating headaches. And he went from doctor to doctor. No one could tell him what was wrong. And he was sent to somebody who did the Goral Hagra, I think it was. And the pasuk came back to them was, were you not afraid to speak about my servant Moshe? He thought back and realized what it was. So he was told to go to Rav Feinstein's kever with a minion and ask Meshila. So he did, and the headaches went away. He never came back.
Wow. No,
that's in the Yarskoe biography of Rav Moshe.
Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz, who, as we know, was the Goyen Olam, leader of Klal Yisrael, also led a very difficult life, had many, many, many opponents, the most famous of which was, of course, Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But literally, until his dying day, and even after his dying day, he still had opposition. And I read that at his kever, somebody threw rocks at the coffin. Can you imagine? The God will be Yisrael, people threw rocks at his coffin, and the person who did so was paralyzed on the spot. Couldn't move. A frightening thing. Okay, so this should always be a lesson, the way that we relate to Gedolei Yisrael, whether they're in their lifetime or following their lifetime. Like the Mishnah in Avos says, be careful. If you challenge Gedolei Yisrael, you're literally playing with fire. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, we're on the second wide line. In the yeshiva and Rabbi Shmuel, they learned, Im Ra'isa Talmud Chacham, She'ovar Aveira Belaila, famous Gemara. If ever you see a Talmud Chacham who is over an Aveira, even a Talmud Chacham can sometimes be guilty of being over an Aveira. If ever you see a Talmud Chacham being over an Aveira Balaila, one night, Al Taharher Acharav Bayoim. Do not, Taharher means to think. Do not think badly of him in the day. You saw him doing Aveira last night. Come the following morning, do not think badly about him. Why? Shema Osa Shuva. Because maybe he's done tshuva. Only maybe? Says the Gemara, Shema Salkadata? Question mark. That's the best that you can credit him with, that maybe he's done tshuva. Says the Gemara, you're quite right. Ela Vadai Osa Tshuva. When it comes to a Talmud Chacham, you can assume that even though he might well slip up, Ein Tzadik Ba'aretz Asher Lo Asa Teva LeYechta, he might well have sinned. But if you see him the next morning, then you should assume, not possibly, but vadai, he's done tshuva. And therefore, you must not think badly of him. Why must you not think badly of him? Because by the time that you're looking at him, you realize that he's definitely done tshuva. Says the Gemara, v'hani mili b'dvarim shebagufoy. Avol b'mamoina ad d'mahader l'morei. That's only with regard to an Aveira, which is his personal goof, not involving anybody else. So then it's Ben Adam L'mokim, so you can assume that he's done tshuva. But certainly if it's monetary matters, then of course you cannot assume he's done tshuva until he's actually given back the money to whoever he took it from. Ad d'mahade l'more, until he took it, until he gave it back. Says the Gemara, let's make a start. Va'omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, B'chof Dalad Mekoymos, in 24 places, Bezdin Menadin Al Kovoid Harav. On 24 places, 24 occasions, the Bezdin will make a Nidui. What's a Nidui? Like a Cherem, excommunication. They will put into excommunication Al Kovoid Harav, standing up for the honor of a Talmud Chacham. 24 occasions, we find that the Beis Din excommunicated somebody based on the way that he treated a Talmud Chacham with disrespect. The Kulon Shaninu B'Mishnah Seinu. And all of them we have learned in our Mishnayos. If you want to know further details, they're all to be found in the Mishnayos. Okay, so we'll hold it over here, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue this tomorrow. We'll try and make our way at least to the two dots, hopefully, and then we can sort of get back to the halachic part of the Gemara after this lengthy agadaic part. Meanwhile,